Track 23. Unit 11. Listening 2. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Now in our regular confession spot, we listen to award-winning writer Gabby Longfellow, who was recently described as the most versatile and prolific writer of her generation. So, what is Gabby's confession?
People assume that because I'm a writer, because I come from Oxford, and because I spend hours poring over books in university libraries doing research for my work, that I must have gone to university myself. And the plain truth of the matter is, of course, that I didn't. I don't have a degree. During my school years, I had a very full social life. I was in a theatre group, I sang in a choir, I had a boyfriend, I went rock climbing. Right through my teens, concentration was never my specialist subject at school. I'd always be looking out of the window, thinking of the 101 other things I could be doing. And so it was with my A-levels, which I failed quite spectacularly. I could have retaken them, of course, but I was too worried the same thing might happen again. Failing once wasn't too bad. Nearly everyone put it down to bad luck, as opposed to any lack of effort on my part. But if I'd failed again, I would have been officially declared stupid. Or at least, that's how I saw it then. But it never occurred to me that I was any less intelligent than my friends who did go to university. In fact, at the time, I thought I was the clever one for not going, and I probably came across as being rather arrogant as a result. I went to live in London and had a wonderfully exciting time, experiencing many things that my undergraduate friends could not. It was a period that gave me ideas and inspiration for my writing. I also read voraciously and always seemed to have a book in my hand. My reading gave me a passion for language and all its various features, an aptly chosen word, a well-crafted phrase, a striking metaphor. These are all things I try to emulate in my own writing. Do I have any regrets? No, none at all. Indeed, many of my friends agree that university was rather a waste of time, and some of them feel bitter because their degrees push them into the types of professions that are detrimental to family life, ones that keep them away from home. They always seem to be worried about losing their well-paid jobs, and they have little time or energy to devote to the things, or rather the people, that really matter. I even detect a certain amount of envy from some quarters. A lawyer friend of mine is always asking if he can swap lives with me. I have a great deal of admiration and respect for lawyers, but not, I have to say, enough to want to become one. But I wouldn't try to discourage young people today from going to university. It has its advantages as well as its drawbacks, and people have to make up their own minds. But it doesn't help now that when graduates start work in their chosen profession, many of them have huge bank loans because they've had to borrow heavily in order to pay their way through university. The idea is that those with degrees will have well-paid jobs and can easily pay back the money in the future. There's no guarantee of that, of course. And besides, it tends to convert money and the prospect of higher earnings into the main incentive for university education. And that, I confess, is not something I agree with.